Okay, today's daf is Tainas daf Yud Beis, and we are on Yud Aleph Amud Beis, the last three words by Amar Rav Chisda. Just one more makar from the end of yesterday's shiur. Yesterday we discussed the question that was asked to Mar Ukva, and that is, what begadim did Moshe Rabbeinu wear during the Shivas Yimei HaMiluim? Did he wear the begadim of the Kohen Gadol, or did he wear other begadim? And we said that maybe that issue is, if you look at Rashi, the Rashi does not give away what he thinks is behind the issue. Rashi just says, did he wear, if you look at Rashi, umistama, five lines from the bottom, when the Gemara asked, but Mashi Mesh Moshe, he says, mistama eina davar kasher, sheya oved bebegadav shel chol, sheyotze bohem lashuk. Says the Rashi in the Pshat of the Gemara, Mistama Moshe Rabbeinu didn't wear his weekday clothing when he did the Avoda. So if he did the Avoda during the Shavuos Yimei Miluim in some special clothing, he must have worn the Kohen Gadol's begadim. Does not sound like from Rashi like a fundamental question about the type of begadim. But we suggested, and if you want to look, the Arachayim HaKadosh and Parshas Tetzaveh says this beferish, that the question that the Gemara is asking here is, are the begadim part of making the person into a Kohen, l'chahanoli, or is it a din in the Avoda? Right, that was the Chakira that we mentioned, din in the Avoda, din in the Kohen, and that is the question that the Gemara is asking. Well, and there are a number of dafkaminas just to relate to one, and that is the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban, whether Bigdei Kahuna are themselves counted as a separate mitzvah aseh daraisa. The Rambam has in mitzvah aseh lamed gimel, a separate mitzvah aseh to wear the Bigdei Kahuna. Should it stavinu akohanim lilbosh begadim yuchadim lechavod lisefaras? They have to wear special clothing to give themselves and then give a Kadosh Baruch Hu honor. Va'oz yavdu b'mikdash. Should wear begadim and then they'll do the avoda. Va'hu amru yisalev yasis begdei kodesh la'aron achicha lechavod lisefaras. Quotes the other psukim in Tetzaveh, and then he lists off the begadim. The chulu, and he lists them all. Vishes begadim elu mitzvahs asay, and he quotes minayin shein aron lovish begadim elu ligdu laso ela kimikayim gzeras hamelech. He's fulfilling a mitzvah. Allah kadosh baruch hu tamalomar vayas kasher tziva shemes Moshe. So it sounds like that this is a mitzvah asay daraisa, and the Ramban jumps on the Rambam right here in mitzvah asay lamed gimel and says, I understand. I agree with you. They have to wear a special begadim lechavod lesefaras, but that's not a separate mitzvah asay. No, it's part of the avoda. It's part of the avoda. But Lachid, he said, the Ramban says, yes, fine, building the Aron is the only detail of avoda of the binyan that I would count separately. But other than that, he says, I don't think it's a separate mitzvah. Das harav, bevegadim ubekidosh, yoser mechuveres limnosam, gam bechlam mitzvah zaseh, ki abavodasam mikayim mitzvah. Most of Allah Shemin Allah, he says, I don't know why he counts it separately. But what's the answer? The answer might be that the Rambam thinks that there is special independent significance to these begadim. Even though he uses the words, he wears them, and then he does the avoda, but it's still conceptually counted as a separate mitzvah. All the other parts of avoda, the Rambam does not count separately. Shechita, Kabbalah, Halacha, Zrika, all the other parts of the avoda, smicha, that's all included in Ola, in Chatas, in Shlamim. But Bigdei Kahuna is a separate mitzvah because maybe the Rambam thinks that this is something inherent in creating the Kohen. Like the Gemara says in Zvachim Yud Zayin, Bizban Shebigdeyim Aleim, Kuhunasim Aleim. If you take that Gemara literally, it says when they have their begadim on, so then they are Kohanim, and if not, they lack an element of being a Kohen. Obviously, this doesn't mean that they're mamish not Kohanim without begadim. Kohen does not have to wear begadim to eat truma. But at least regarding certain elements of being a Kohen, he is lacking if he's not wearing the begadim. Just to quote one of the makar, and that is, that goes Mordechai in Maseches Gittin, quotes a story of Rabbeinu Tam. And it's quoted Lahalacha in the Taz in Arachayim, that Rabbeinu Tam was once being poured for him, Netilos Yadayim, one of his Talmidim was pouring water for him, over his hands, his feet, and it was a Kohen. And some of the other Talmidim said, Rebbe, he's a Kohen. You're not allowed to use a Kohen. Mishtamish b'Kohen Yilke. You're not allowed to use a Kohen to serve you. Rabbeinu Tam answered, Bizban shebigdeyim aleihem kuhunasam aleihem. Ein bigdeyim aleihem, ein kuhunasam aleihem. Meaning he's not a Kohen. What do you mean he's not a Kohen? What Rabbeinu Tam means to say is that there are two elements of being a Kohen. There's a Kohen legabe karbanos, and there's a Kohen legabe mitzvahs gvulin. Regarding truma, regarding bikurim might be different. Regarding truma, regarding a benching, regarding getting the first aliyah, right? All of that has nothing to do with the Bigdei Kahuna. He's a Kohen legabe gvulin. But regarding elements of karbanos, so then that's where this chakira takes place. Is he a Kohen without his begadim or not? A din in the avoda, a din in the Kohen, and that might be the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. Okay, now we continue. Amar Rav Chisda. We get back to an issue that was discussed on yesterday's daf. Ha da amrit mis'anin l'sha'os. That which we said earlier on yesterday's daf, that there might be a concept of fasting for a certain number of hours. And that itself might be significant. Not a full day. Mis'anin l'sha'os. Now we're about to have a major discussion. What does that mean? Says the Gemara. First we'll go with Rashi's pshat of the Gemara. V'hu shelo tam klum ad ha'erev. When we say that there's significance, there's an opinion out there that there's significance, even if you only fast for a few hours, that's only if you didn't eat the whole day. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? That it's not a tainus l'shos. Amalei Abaya, tainus v'ayasahi. What do you mean? It's only if you didn't eat the whole day. But if you didn't eat the whole day, then that's not a tainus for hours, it's a tainus the whole day. So what does that mean? So lo tzricha de'im lechem luchei. The question, no, the chiddush is, let's say you woke up in the morning and you missed breakfast, you're in a rush, and it's already lunchtime, and you haven't eaten yet. And then you realize, I haven't eaten yet. You know what? Let me just finish this as a fast day. I didn't eat half the day already, so I might as well finish it as a fast day. So in that case, is that considered a fast day? After all, half the day I didn't have in mind. And now I'm only doing it the second half of the day, l'shem tainus. Is that significant, considered a fast day? So that's the chiddush. Yes, it is. Rashi says, second Rashi, lo tzricha de'imim lechem luchei klomar. And remember, we always keep mentioning this. Rashi is very verbose in Tainus, as the Maariv Chaya said. It might not be Rashi. Either way, it's a Talmud of Rashi. But either way, it's a Risho. Klomar, we'll call him Rashi. Lo haya b'dayto klalis anos. He didn't have in mind to fast. Ela asale tirda. He was busy in the morning. V'lo achal ar chatzi ayom. V'chimat ar chatzi ayom mimlach. Omar, hovis arisi ar chatzi ayom. It's anakal ayom. I'll fast the rest of the day. Says Rashi, that is, says the Gemara, according to Rashi, that is considered a fast day, and you get the schar, even though you didn't have in mind, so to speak, at the beginning. And if you look on the Ritva expands on this and says, Das Rov Mefarshim. Most say that this is the Pshat of the Gemara, as Rashi says. Shelo Tom Klum B'Tchilas Hayom. Shem Tom Klum B'Shachris. If you had eaten something in the morning, and then decided, you know what, I want to fast the rest of the day, that doesn't work. The second half of the day does not work to be a fast if you ate the first half of the day. Even if you decide I'm going to fast the rest of the day, you can change your mind half an hour later, because it's not really changing your mind. The first decision wasn't halachically binding. And that's the Gemara's question. You didn't eat the earlier part of the day. You were mekabelit, but once you didn't eat, then memela, Gemara is going to say, your chela v'dam was nisma'it. You have less physical enjoyment. So of course it works. And the Gemara answers exactly what we just said. And then you change your mind. You might have said, because, just like we had yesterday and we're going to have again today, there's a concept of Kabbalah's tainus. They have to have kavana. It has to be l'shem tainus. So you might say here, it doesn't work. Kivat she'ein inuya l'shem mitzvah, yom gomer shel yud beis sha'os. Because you didn't have it in mind. Lo chash of high kabbalas mitzvah yom gomer. Ella shows lo lechel of tainus. Kamash malan it works. And it would still be considered a fast day. But the question is, though, that is the Shita of Rav Rishonim. But the Ritva points out, if you look in the Rambam is a little different shot. Rambam has a difficult shot. The first half of the Rambam is like everyone else says. But then he adds in something that is unique. The Rambam says in Aleph Yud Gimel, Misana Adam Sha'os V'hu Shalo Yochal Klum Shar Hayom. You can fast for certain hours as long as you don't eat the rest of the day. Ketzan, Hari Shahaya Tar Bechafatza, the quotes are Pshat first. Umis Asik Bitzracha, Velo Achal Al Chatzos O Atesha Shos. Vinimlach Lehis Anos Bisha Oshin Nishiru Minayom. You decide to fast the rest of the day. Hari Zimisane, Osan Shos. Umis Palo Behen Anenu. You can say Anenu by Mincha. That's considered, that's what the Gemara said yesterday. Tainus shows that you can even Navin. Shekibel of Tainus, Kodim shows a Tainus. Because even if you accepted it in the middle of the day, the rest of the day is Nechshava Tainus. Interesting question in the Rishonim. What about the first half of the day? So this is a Tainus shows, but you fasted the whole day, Lomaisa. So is this considered a whole day fast or only a partial? You get the impression for the Rambam is that only the second half of the day is considered the Tainus shows. That's when you can say Anenu. Because the first half of the day is not really any Nafkamina. You just didn't have it in mind. But then the Rambam adds the controversial line. V'chein im achal v'shasa. What if I ate breakfast? And then I decided. V'yacharkach hiskil lehis anos sharayom. Hareze Tainus shows. The Rambam says that also is considered a Tainis Shaos. And the Magen Mishnah says the first half of the Rambam is, we know where it's based on, but the second half of the Rambam, where did he get it from? Even before the Magen Mishnah, the Ravid. Amar Avram, Ein Zeh Klum. What's the Rambam talking about? Shahari Amru. He quotes our Gemara. V'hu Shelo Tam Klum Koloso Ayom. V'od Amru. And also we have in a couple of lines, called Tainis Shelo Shakal of Cham Alosh Mei Tainis. Hamemar Rishona Mi'ato, the first statement says the Ravid, excludes Shemachal Bakatsi Ayom, Veratilatanis at Erev Lav Klumu, Kimiakar Sha'achal Shuveno Masana. What's the Rambam talking about? Once you ate part of the day, you can't decide now to make it a fast. Tainus Shaos is where the first couple of hours of the day you didn't have in mind Tainus. And the second half you have in mind, okay, that's a Tainus Shaos now for the second part of the day. But if you ate the first part of the day, forget it. That doesn't work as a Tainus. So that is the difficulty in the Shita of the Rambam. And the Magen Mishnah tries to explain the Rambam after quoting the Ravid's problems. Maybe the Rambam has a different girsa. Tzarech Iyun. Tzarechi, and he says, he quotes the tshuva of the Rashba, Sheshama HaShoel Sharazal Chazar Bo, V'tikin Kach Ini Shos Acher Achila, Eino Ino Elem Lotam Bo Sayom. Maybe there was a Chazara. Either way, that is the important discussion of the Rambam versus the other Rishonim. Okay, next statement, third line, V'yamar Ev Chizda, Kol Tainis Shlo Shaka Olav Chama Olav Shmei Tainis, any Tainis that literally the sun did not set, is not a Tainus. Meaning, I gotta finish it. Just like we just said from the Rambam, that against the Rambam, that you can't eat at the beginning and then decide, you have to not have eaten, according to Rov Rishonim, the entire day, so you have to finish the day. For it to be considered a significant Tainus. Obviously, if somebody knows that they're gonna have to break their fast later, it doesn't mean, okay, it's for fall and I'm not gonna eat anything. I'm not gonna fast at all. No, we should fast as long as we can, but to get the complete credit for a Tainus, I have to fast the entire day. Fast the entire day, lav shmei tainus. What does the entire day mean? The language of the Gemara is shkia. If you look in the Rush here, is, this means sof shkia, which means seisak ochavim. Seisak ochavim, meaning the end of the shkia period. Right? In a famous discussion of the Rishonim, the Gaonim and Rabbeinu Tam, how many shkias are there? How many shkias are there? So the Gaonim say that there's one shkia. Shkia. And that's what's halachically significant. What it says is a sunset in all the papers, that's what sunset is. Rabbi Rotam has this famous shita to explain the stira between a Gemara in Psachim and a Gemara in Shabbos, where one Gemara says that Ben Ashmashos is 3/4 of a mil, the time it takes to walk 3/4 of a mil, and the other Gemara says that the time between Shkia and Seis is the time it takes to walk 4 mil. So that's a problem, Tosfos asks, in both places, because I thought the time between Shkia and Seis is Bein Hashmashos. So how could one Gemara say 3/4 of a mil and one Gemara say 4 mil? So Rabbeinu Tam says there are two Shkias. There's Shkia number 1 and Shkia number 2, and that's how Rabbeinu Tam always has later Zmanim than the Vilna Gaon, who paskens like the Grup, paskens like the Gaonim, because of his later Shkia. But either way, this is Rav Chisda's statement, and Itainis, Lo Shakal of Chama, Lav Shmei Tainis, and again, the Rush says that it means Tzeisak Ochavim. Rishonim say it's just to make sure that white Tzeis, this isn't a Din Daraisa. Usually most could be more Mako by Dinim Durabanan, but we want to make sure that we covered the fast and we don't end early. Meisvei, is it really true that it's not called a Tainis unless I finish the Tainis? Anshe Mishmar Misanin Velo Mashlimin. The Anshe Mishmar, the people who are involved, as we know, the Kohanim and Levim that are working, we'll have this later in the Masechta, that they're all the Kohanim and Levim are split up into 24 groups. A different group works each week and each day in the Beis HaMikdash. So they fast on when they're working, but they're not Mashlim. So you see the word used is Misanin. So isn't it called a Tainus even without Hashlama, even without completion? So the Gemara said, no, Hasam Litsiure Nafshe Ba'almahu. There it doesn't mean Tainus. It means they fast to be Mitzar themselves a little bit. It doesn't mean, though, that they're Mitzar with the Tzibor, but it doesn't mean that it's a real fast day. It doesn't mean it's a real fast day. By the way, this is talking about cases, the normal, when the Mishmaros worked at the base of Israel, they didn't fast. It's the Mishmaros when the rest of Klal Yisrael was fasting for whatever Tzara, so they also take part to be Mishtatif im Atzibur, as the Gemara spoke about yesterday, that we have to be Mishtatif im Atzibur, but they're not Mashlev, because they have to do the Avoda. Right, and they can't be weak in terms of doing the avodah like we had yesterday. A Rebbe, anyone who's working or who's an employee, is not allowed to say, okay, I'm going to fast today. No, if you're not going to be able to do one's job properly, so then one is not allowed to do that. Tzibur too doesn't mean that they're really fasting. It's not a real tainus for them. It's just to be mishtatev with the tzibur. Tashma, let's try again. Da Amar, Rabbi Eliezer bar Tzadok, Rabbi Tzadok. Ami ani mi bnei banav shel Sanov ben Binyamin. I am a descendant of Sanov from Shevet Binyamin. Upamachas chal Tishabav. Lios b'Shabbos. One time Tishabav fell out on Shabbos. And as we know, it's pushed off, right? Every fast day is pushed off from Shabbos except Yom Kippur and maybe, theoretically, Asar B'Teves. We've discussed that in the past. It can't come out according to our calendar. But because the Pasuk says, Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh in the Chezkel, there is a day in the Rishonim, the Abu Draham, that says that if Asar B'Teves would fall out on Shabbos, we'd fast on Shabbos. The Beis Yosef can't fathom it. He says, that Tema, he says, I don't know why that is. So there's a big lumdus why that would be, why Asar B'Teves is unique. But either way, if any other fast day, including Tisha B'Av, falls out on Shabbos, so it's pushed off. V'dachinu l'achar Shabbos, it's pushed off day after Shabbos. And what happened? So it was pushed off in this case. And what happened? V'his aneinu bo, we fasted on Sunday. We fasted on Sunday, but v'lo hishlam nuhu. We didn't finish it. Yantif Shalanuhu. It was our Yantif. Rashi quotes, right, this was a day that they brought, they were no Dave Eitzim, wood to the Beis HaMikdash. It was a special day that the 10th day of Av, they always brought wood to the Beis HaMikdash, a Nidvas Eitzim, and they made a Yantif. They made a Yantif. Every time somebody brings a carpet to the Beis HaMikdash, it's a Yantif for them. There's a mitzvah to sleep over that night, mitzvah of Lina. So they had a Yantif. So what do you see from there, though? They didn't finish it because it was a Yantif, but again, the language used is Vihis Anenu Bo. The Lashon Tainus is used. So again, doesn't that prove that there could be a concept of a Tainus even without Hashlama, even without finishing? So the Gemara answers again, no, Raya Hasam Nami L'Siri Nafshi Ba'amu. Again, there, maybe it's not Dafka Tainus. It means they were just being Mishtati for the rest of Klal Yisrael who were, you know, being part of Tisha B'Av. There's an interesting machlokas Rishonim. It's a historical machlokas. Ba'alei Tosfos here a little bit. The Rambam, whether during Bayis Sheni, Bnei Yisrael observed Tisha B'Av. Right, you would think, of course not. They had a Beis HaMikdash. But we've discussed that it wasn't the same Beis HaMikdash as Bayis Rishon. The Gemara at the end of the first parak in Yuma describes the five items that were not there. The Kodesh Kedashim was empty during Bayis Sheni. Right, there was no Kruvin, there was no Aron, there was no Eish, there was no Shechina. Right, this was a Beis HaMikdash, but it wasn't such a, right, they knew where the Aron was, but they didn't bring it up. Right, it was buried, right, underneath the Kodesh Kodashim, Yoshio HaMelech, but they didn't bring it up. Why? As we discussed in the past, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky writes in Parshas Bo, they knew that this wasn't going to be the ultimate eternal Beis HaMikdash. This was a stopgap measure, because if we wouldn't have come back and gotten this chizuk, we would not have been able to survive the long gullus. So Kodesh Baruch Hu had to bring us back and give us some chizuk before we went into the very long gullus. But it wasn't the ultimate. So did they observe Tisha B'Av? So we discussed this back in Maseches Rosh Hashanah. It's in Machlokas Rishonim. Whether there are different hints, nothing's beferish, but there are different hints during in various Gemaras. So what about this Gemara? So the Rishonim discussed. What impression do you get from this Gemara? Right, in the days of the Nidvas Eitzim, Tisha B'Av fell out. What do you mean Tisha B'Av fell out? It was during the time of the Beis HaMikdash. Sounds like beferish. They held of Tisha B'Av. Sounds like beferish. Chal Tisha B'Av Lios B'Shabes, and we were doche it because it was our Yatif. They were in the Beis HaMikdash bringing a carbon Eitzim. Well, there was a so his mama sounds like they had Tisha B'Av during the time of the Beis HaMikdash. Amazing, machlokas. Again, there are other ways to read the Gemara, but this Gemara wanted to bring a raya that Titus doesn't have to be the whole day. And the Gemara answers, no, it's not. The Tur quotes this Gemara in a different context. In Hilchos Tisha B'Av, the Torah in Siman Kaf Tafuf Kuf Nun Tes. The Torah quotes a story. Maisa, Shechal Tisha B'Av V'Shabbos. It was a story that Tisha B'Av fell out on Shabbos. V'nidcha la machroso. It was a nidcha. Tisha B'Av was on Sunday. V'haya Rabbeinu Yavetz. This is not Rabbi Yaakov Emden. He lived many years after the Torah. Rabbeinu Yavetz, Baal Bris, one of the Rishonim, was a Baal Bris. What does that mean, Baal Bris? The Beis Yosef says, maybe it means he was the father of the boy. But you get the impression from other sources that it was either the father, or the sandik, or the moel. Those are the three ba'alei bris in halacha. So I'm not sure exactly which one he was here. For Rabbi Yavi's ba'al bris, v'hispalel mincha ba'od hayom gadol. He davened early mincha on Tisha B'Av, on Sunday. V'rachatz, and he washed himself. V'lo hishlim ta'aniso, and he was not mashlim the ta'anis. In what way was he not mashlim b'tainus? Pashas, you would have said he ate. It doesn't say that beferish here. The Mishnah Berurah discusses that. It says he washed, maybe just in terms of rechitza, not in terms of eating. V'rachatz lo hishlam taniso. Why? L'fisha yantif shalohaya. It was his yantif. It was his yantif. What's this raya? What was his raya that he was allowed to wash himself on this day? V'raya mehad detanya. Amar v'lazer b'rebi tzadok. Ani ha'yisi v'bnei sana shal binyamin. He quotes our Gemara. Quotes our Gemara that I'm a descendant of Binyamin. And Tishvav once fell out on Shabbos. They would do it the Sunday. They didn't finish it. So too, says the tour, this is the halacha of the Baal Bris. The Beis Yosef here discusses, number one, who was the Baal Bris, but number two, he says, Efshar Dagama Moel Vahasandik Bichlal, they're also included, but then he quotes, it could be that this heter only applies with a nidche. If it's true that it's just, you're allowed to be, shorten it on regular Tisha B'Av, because it's Yadav delay, why did the tour say that? Why did the earlier sources say that? He says it sounds like Umash Mali, says the Beis Yosef. Tohad Rabbeinu Yavetz Dafka B'Tishu Av Shechalias B'Shabes V'Nitche Lo Machraso T'Kiva D'Itchi Lo Chamer Kulehai Avalim Lo Haya Nitche. But if it wasn't pushed, Ela Shechalios Be'Echad Mimei HaShavua, it was regular Tisha B'Av, Lo Haya Mekel Bobakach, they wouldn't have been so Mekel V'Chein Mashma B'Yahid D'Maisi B'Reblaz Bar Tzadok D'Amar, and you get that impression from the text. The Ein Lomar, the Yitzchak Lameimer, the Chaltid Rabbi Shabbos, the Chulu Barchos Alashbino, and don't say the reason it says this is to teach me that, well, you might have thought you don't have to fast at all. The other way, Kamashman, you still have to fast the first half. No, that's not the Chiddush. The Afilu Hachi is Anubo Rova Yom, Uki Tiktani Vehis Aninu, Tavadi Loasa. No, that's not, can't be what it's coming to teach me. Elolomar, Deloish Lamu, Vedeshi Yadav Shalomai. That's definitely the Chiddush, Vechei Nira. And for Nira, it appears that it's only by a Nitcha. And that's what we pass in Allah Lamaisa. It's not as that. Right. Once they had, by Yesheni, this is during burn by Yesheni, so they still had a Yatta because they brought a carbon this day. The Chiddush is that it might have still been Tisha B'Av. So the Tisha B'Av that day. The Shulchan Aruch quotes this in Siman Tavkuf Nentes, like the Beis Yosef, obviously. Beis Yosef, Paskin, Tisha B'Av Shechol Yes B'Shabes, V'Nidche Liyom Rishon, Baal Bris, Mispal Mincha Bodo Yom Gadol, V'Rochetz. That's the language of the Shulchan Aruch. So it says Rochetz. Can he eat? Can he eat? The Mishnah Berurah is not so convinced of that. The language of the Shulchan Aruch is he can wash himself to get ready for the bris, which will be a Tisha B'Av. Mikomakom eino mutter la'asos su'uda. She'ein mitzvah su'uda, docha tainus. V'kanal inyan bal bris. Right, it's not, like he said, he's talking about pigeon and a ben there, but also he says early, v'skim achronim, that a mincha u'mutter. He says, that was the extension of a pidyon ben. Earlier, the Mishnah Berurah does say, that was mincha, v'hiskimu ha'achronim, he quotes the achronim, l'chayad, v'sharei tshuva, mincha gedol la'achar chatzos, u'mutter achar kach le'echol. He quotes, even though he notes that the sharei tzi and the minhag is not to. Minhag, nobody ever heard of this, that you're going to eat on Tisha B'Av afternoon, even if it's a nitche, but still, nispashin ha'minhag la'achmir bazeh, b'meikar adinas, he used to be mutter. Right, Achzorach Lahavdala Kos. You have to make sure to make Avdallah. As we know, make Avdallah before it, because it was Shabbos. You got to make Avdallah, at least Bari Puragafen and Hamavdil. Okay, that's the Shulchan Aruch and Tav Kuf Nun Tes Sif Tes. Viter. We continue. We're at the 10th line or so. Tashma, we're still in the discussing the Shita of Rav Chisda, that you have to have an entire complete day in order to be considered a fast day. Tashma, Dam Rabbi Yochanan, Ehei Betainez Hashav Lebesi. Rabbi Yochanan often said, I'm in tainus. I'm in a state of tainus until I get home. Until I get home. He wanted to make sure he didn't eat until he got home. Achava lebesi. So you see the language of tainus there, even though he's not going to finish it. Answers the Gemara again. Hasam l'shmutei nafshemi b'nesiyahu da'avat. It's not that he really was betainus. He just didn't want to have to eat with the nasi. So he said, I'm betainus. I'm fasting. I'm sorry. I would love to eat with you, but I'm just, I'm not in that state. He didn't want them to be matriach for him. Right, Rashi on the second wide line. Shohayim evakeshe manu, sheyochalimo. They always used to ask him, come eat with us. Haya omer kein shalo yatrichenu lecholimo. They wouldn't be matriach. So therefore, but it doesn't really mean a literally tainus. So basically, he lied. He didn't really lie. He made up somewhat of a story. But the Gemara says, Mishana b'nei Shalom, or the Gemara Yevamos, if you remember, Gemara Yevamos tells us, based on a couple of different psukim, that one is allowed to be Mishana. Doesn't say to be Mishaker. Mishana b'nei Shalom. Right, we learned that from none other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu, but by Abraham and Sarah, when he reported back to Abraham that Sarah left, he did not repeat that about Vadunizokain, right? It's just Vadunizokanti. So the Gemara says that it's there is certain situations where one is allowed to be Mishana, so too here, Rabbi Yochanan kind of made up a story. Weiter. Amar Shmuel, next statements. Now we had Rav Chisda. So now we have the next statement of Shmuel. Amar Shmuel, called Tainis, Shalokiba, Lami Vod Yom, Lav, Shmei, Tainis. Relating to what we said yesterday, the importance of Kabbalah's Tainis. The importance of accepting a fast. Why is it so important to accept a fast? Shmuel says, without the Kabbalah's Tainis, a B'mincha the day before, Lav, Shmei, Tainis, it's not a success of Tainis. Why is it so important? So one can suggest that one needs, the Ritva has a line like this here. One needs a 24-hour period, so to speak, of fasting, of in a state of inui. But we're not makabel that. We say that the night before, you're allowed to eat. Right, as we'll talk about that Shemana Amid Beis again. But to start it in some sense earlier, even before I don't eat, you know, that's the Kabbalah. It's the Kabbalah to start it earlier to get enough hours. Without Shmuel, without Kabbalah's tainus, it's lav shmei tainus. Does this mashma mean it's nothing? The Mordechai here says, yeah, you're allowed to eat. You're allowed to eat. It's, if without the Kabbalah's tainus, there's no reason for you to continue. But most other Rishonim, the Ritva here, the Tosfos and Avodah Zarah, says that no, it doesn't mean that. It doesn't mean it's not a mitzvah ben amufchar. You didn't do the ultimate tainus. But it is a tainus. You shouldn't. You still get credit for a tainus. It's just it's not considered a tainus meule, so to speak. But it's still considered a tainus. Says the Ritva right here. Even if you don't, the Yasev Mai. The language of the Gemara though sounds like the Mordechai, because the Gemara gives even a mashal. If you sit betainus, even though you aren't makabalit, what is it considered? Amar Avar Shelo Dami Lamapucha Demal Yazika. It's like a bellows, one of those blowers that make the fire bigger. That's full of air. Meaning it's full of air, but again, does that mean mamish nothing? Or does that mean that it's not the best that it could have been? There is also an interesting machlokas. What if somebody thought about it? This happens sometimes, or you could imagine it happens sometimes. Somebody focuses and thinks, I'm going to fast tomorrow, but then they forget. But they have in mind. They just didn't say it. Kabbalah belave. Does a Kabbalah belave work without a Kabbalah bepeh? So this is a topic that comes up in many areas of halacha, but here's one of them. Tosfos, again, Avodah Zarah Daf Lamed Aleph, says, even machshava would work. Right? You don't, even if you don't say it, it's considered a Kabbalah even without it. And the Ritva right here says, no. The Ritva says, kol shelo kiblu klau karaui, ela shesam alibo lehisanos, eino klum, de dvarim shebelev einam dvarim. It's Dvarim Shebelev, says the Ritva. And therefore, you know, it doesn't count. Dvarim Shebelev comes up and he compares. And, you know, the parallel context is staka. The Rishonim discuss it. You know what happens if I think I'm going to give staka? Am I allowed to change my mind? Is that considered changing one's mind? The Pasuk says, kol nidiv lev. Nidiv lev is in your heart. So some Rishonim say, that's it. Kol nidiv lev. Once you said it, you have to say it. The third context, what about Kabbalah Shabbos? Kabbalah Shabbos, the Shmir Shabbos discusses this, that many times when we're in shul, we daven mincha, and then we're singing Yedid Nefesh, and many times even mincha ends after shkia. It's a kind of Kabbalah Shabbos, especially Tosefa Shabbos, be makabel. Let's say I end mincha a minute before shkia. So what do I do? If I should be makabel Shabbos right there. Do I have to say it? L'chanchila, I should say it. I should say, I am now makabel Shabbos. Except Shabbos. So again, what if I just think it? We're all thinking it. That's what we're all mistam das. But should one explicate it? So that is a discussion in the Rishonim already. The post can discuss it. The Shmir Shabbos says the Chachila, one should say it. But again, that's Tainis and Staka and Kabbalah Shabbos, three of the contexts where there's a question about whether you need Kabbalah Bepeh or is Kabbalah Belev enough, even though, like the Ritva said, usually we say Dvarim Shebelev Einam Dvarim. But that's a concept that applies by Dinei Mamonos. It applies by Eidus. It applies by other areas, but it might not apply where there's an umdana, where there's an acceptance of something. So that's a discussion in the Rishonim. Okay, so Shmuel says you have to be makabel tainus. Amos makbelay. When do you have to be makabelit? When should you be makabelit? Rav Amar b'mincha. Rav says in the afternoon, mincha time. Ushmuel amrat b'tfilas mincha. Shmuel says b'tfilas mincha. What does tfilas mincha mean? So Rashi says it means later in the day. Later in the day, tilas mincha, when you're davening mincha. Do you daven mincha later in the day?
Mincha Gdola, Mincha Ketana. That's a machlok again. A machlok, as we mentioned in the past, is it better to daven Mincha Gdola, Mincha Ketana? Here the Gemara says Tfilas Mincha, which means later in the day. That's like the sheet of the Rambam. The Rambam says Mincha Ketana is lechadchila. The only reason we have a concept of Mincha Gedola is because one day a year we bring the Karban Tamid Shelbein Harabayim earlier, on Erev Pesach, when we have to bring all the Karban Pesachs later in the day, so we bring the Tamid Shel Shachar earlier, and that's why Mincha Gedola exists. But there says the Rambam, Mincha Ketana is the Iker Mincha, that's what one should daven. And the Torah says no, the Torah says, Rizim Akdivim L'Mitzvahs. The Torah says, daven Mincha, the Gedola. The first time you can daven. Even if you want to say the creation of it was only because of a one-time, a year, carbon, but once it exists, that is now officially mincha time. And if that's mincha time, Zeriza Makdim L'Mitzvahs, and therefore I could do it right away. Machlokas Tur, and the Rabbam, Elu Ve'elu. If somebody has a mincha gadola, they go to mincha ketana, you know, it is fine. But here, the Gemara, when he uses the term mincha gadola, at least according to the Rashi, that is what it means, the later one. So Amar of Yosef, Kavasi de Shmuel Mistavra. I think Shmuel is correct. The later one, Tfilas Mincha, Dichsib in Megillas Tainis. Because it says in Megillas Tainis, as we have had Megillas Tainis, the list of holidays during the Zmana Mikdash, Machlokas, whether it was Batal afterwards. We had the Machlokas in Rosh Hashanah. But the list of holidays, it says there, Lahain Kol Inish. But all people, the Yesi Aloi Mikad Mistana, if anybody had accepted a fast day before one of these days, Yesar, they should stay prohibited. They should stay Asur. So what did that say? If somebody already is in a state of fasting before one of these holidays come, so then you can still fast on those days. You don't have to be shomer it as one of the holidays of Megillas Tainis. So what does that last word mean? Yesar. My lav, Yesar Atzmo, bit slow. Doesn't that mean Yesar Atzmo, bit slow, from the word slusa, from the word davening? Doesn't this mean that you have to daven? Accept it in davening. And that's like Shmuel says, Tfilas Mincha. Lo, Yesar Atzmo, no, it just means he should stay prohibited. It's also on him. It doesn't mean that he has to do it during davening. So, no raya. Pligi ban, there's really machlokas about this. Rabbi Chiya, Rabbi Shimon, Barabbi. Chad Amar Yesar. One says Yesar, he will prohibit. Sounds like he's doing it during Mincha. The Chad Amar Yeyaser. And the other says, it will be prohibited. Which sounds like Memela, even not during davening. Laman Amar Yesar Kidda Amrinan. The one who says Yesar, he will prohibit. It's like what we said, the Kabbalah during Mincha. Laman Amar Yeyaser Mahi. The one who says it's automatic. Which is it, Tanya? The following brisa, Tanya Megillas Tainis. It says, here's the full version. Megillas Tainis is considered a brisa, right? Any Tanaitic discussion, material that was left out of the Mishnah is considered a brisa. Tosafta's are also called brisas. Brisa literally means outside, brought, was left outside. So that's why the Tanya is also appropriate for Megillas Tainis. Call NSGACLOE, Mekanvis Tano. Any person who accepted upon himself before in Yaser, it will be prohibited for him. Ketzad, what does that mean? Yach, and Shkiva Lav Shedi Vachamishi. Shall call Ashana Kula. What if somebody accepts to fast every Monday and Thursday for the year? That's what they're going to do. Rishlomo Zalman's grandfather, before he made Aliyah, fasted every Monday and Thursday for 2 years in order to be able to be on the level to make Aliyah. That's why he had a Rav Shlomo Zalman as a grandson. Somebody accepted this. He said the kosher kula v'irba yamim tovi maksu Megillas Tainis, and then Memela, he accepted this, and then one of the days of Megillas Tainis occurred on Monday or Thursday that he was supposed to fast. So it depends. Im nidro kodem l'gzeira seinu. If he accepted his neder to fast Mondays and Thursdays before they made the din of the holiday, Yav Til Nidros Zeraseinu, that he wins, so to speak, and he fasts because he came first. The im Zeraseinu Kodedes Lenidro. But if his Gzera came before, if the Gzera of the Chazal came before his neder, Tavatel Zeraseinu Nidro, then he loses, meaning he eats. Because his acceptance is like mas now masha nadru chachamim, and therefore he is not allowed to fast in those days because it's a yantif of Am Yisrael. Looking at the Ron here, the Ron asks. He says, "I don't understand." He says, "If you look elsewhere, if somebody makes a neder not to eat on a certain day, let's say yantif, forget it, Megillas Tainis, yantif, The Gemara says elsewhere that he has to go make go to a chacham and have a taras adarim. So it's chal. The other Gemara says the Ran, but you have to be matur neder. So how could we say here that it might not even be chal? Right, if the Rabbanan made the day before you accepted your neder, then it's you're mevatel your neder. What do you mean mevatel your neder? Even Shabbos and Yontif. Not Shabbos always, but Yontif. You have to be matur neder. So the Ran gives a couple of answers. The Ran says, well, maybe that's what it means here. Maybe it means mevatel is neder that he has to go and ask for a Pesach. Shema she'amru tevatel gzeiraseinu as nidro, hainu shetzarech leilechei tzolchacham, v'yiftach lo Pesach latiris nidro. Kederach she'poschen lo b'shabbas v'yamim tovim. Maybe that's what it means, number one. Or this says the Ran, no, as we have this concept sometimes, Shabbos and Yontif, you have to go, because it's not automatically mizbatel, but chachabim azu chizik ledivreim, yosher mishal Torah. Sometimes the Rabbanan, to give teeth to their words, they act even stronger. They create their dinim even stronger than the dinim d'araisa. Chachabim azu chizik v'yamim tovim shalahem she'yizbatel aneder below Pesach. That's another day. The Ran quotes those 2 days. The Ran is not so convinced of the second day. And he gives a third one. He says, Shekan ein neder, ki lo kibel alav tainis belashon hare alai, ela kabbalah ba'alma. Maybe the case is here where he just accepted. It wasn't a serious, if it was a serious Kabbalah, real Kabbalah, then maybe you'd have to go and be matir. But here it was Kabbalah ba'alma, kibo sharom shaloba de tariso pareas. We'll have see soon the flexibility. And therefore, it's not chomor. If it was a real nether, you're right. You'd have to be matir nether. But here, says the Ran, maybe that's not what we're talking about here. Good. 3 days in the Ran. The word that's used in the Gemara here for davening is slow. Slushon ova ushon. There's a beautiful thought that's said by 2 great achronim separately. Same exact thought. The Meshech Chachma and the Brisker Rav. I'll read it to you from the Meshech Chachma. The Meshech Chachma in Vayechi. The Meshech Chachma in Vayechi quotes the Unkelis that says when the Pasuk says, when Yaakov Avinu says, Becharbi uvakashti, I fought them with my sword and with my arrow. Unkelis says, Bitzlusi uvavausi, with my tefillah, with my prayer. Says the Meshech Chachma, why is sword and bows, those the words that Unkelis says, that's tefillah? Says the Meshech Chachma, there are 2 types of prayer. 2 types of tefillah, says a teiko Meshech Chachma. He says, tzlusi tzlusa, that is the seder tefillah hakavua. That's the text that we have, the automatic words that were given to us by the Asher Nes HaGadola. That's tefillah, that's slosone. Tiskabel tzloson uvauson. 2 types of tefillah, says the Meshech Chachma. Tzlusi is the seder kavua. Ba'usi hu bakasha. That's the personal beseeching that we do. Asher amr masa adam l'chadesh b'tefillah so mei kol bracha sho'ol abzrachav. We can add in anything we want to the tefillah. Nafka mina bazeh, what's the halachic difference between the two? Says the Meshech Chachma, ki seder ha-tefillah shu avoda kavua, what was given to us by the Asher Nes HaGadola, the avoda kavua, ein hakavana ma'akev. Kavana is not ma'akev there. Why? Because it has inherent power. It was made by Chazal, it was passed down to us, so, by any mitzvah. L'chadchilo we should have kavana, but mitzvah zayin tzrichas kavana b'di'evet. In many contexts, therefore, even though we only have kavana in the first bracha, in avos, right, it's also okay b'di'evet. It still counts as if we davened. Why? Because it has automatic power, it has inherent power based on its authors. The Nevi'im made it. V'kivim l'vavo pa'avo sagi. Uba kavana mu'eta sagi. Lo kein b'chiddish. But the other type of tefillah, the personal tefillah that we're making up ourselves, that it's all tali on us. Shemevakesha adam tzrachav mechadash boi kavani yaseira. That needs tremendous kavana because that's personal, right? Anything that we add on, like the Gemara said, tzrach shiachadish b'chol brachu bracha, right? That we have to add on. Ki achidish tzrach lios b'kavani yaseira. That is the 2 types of tefillah. And then he says maybe that's what we had earlier on Daf Ches. Ein tefillaso shel adam nishma'as ela imkei meisim nafsho b'chapo. A person's tefillah is only heard where he pushes himself and kills himself. The Gemara's maskana is that's by a yachid. By tzibur, you don't even need that. What does that mean? Maybe tzibur means the tefilos kavuos, while yachid means the personal tefilos. That is the chilek. So now, says the Meshech Chachma, here's the punchline. He says, what's the difference between a sword and a bow? a sword and a bow. A sword, it doesn't matter who the swordsman is. A sword kills. Sword touches something and it cuts it. A bow, it depends on the archer. Depends how hard it's pulled back. That will determine the distance and the accuracy of the shot. So he says that's Selosan of Osan. Cherev is Selusi. Cherev, the sword, that's the Takana Kavuas. That has automatic power. It doesn't matter what Kavana we have, it's automatic and it goes far. V'chulu. But the second type, Ba'uson. Ba'uson is, that's Becharbi Uvakashti, my keshes, my bow. That's the personal type of tefillah. And that depends how far we dig in. The more we dig in ourselves, the more kavana we have. So that's farther, that's as far as it is going to, as far as it's going to go. Right? The Becharbi Uvakashti. That's why we say it to Tehillim. Shema Hashem Techina Si. Right? We say that in Tehillim Perek Vav. Zed Bakashasi, Shetzricha Kavana Meruba. Kol shekein Hashem tefillah si yikach, shein sorach kavana kol kach. He talks about the two different types of tefillah. That is a meshech chachma in Parshas Vayechi, the word sluzon, meaning tefillah. Okay. We continue. Tanu Rabbanan. Six lines up from the bottom. Tanu Rabbanan. An masay ocha v'shose. So now we're talking about what about the night before? We know that a person is allowed to eat when it's not Tisha B'Av or Yom Kippur. We eat the whole night until the morning of the fast day. So, when do you have to stop? Achiyala b'Shachar, Shulchan Aruch says until dawn. Divrei Rebbe says the Gemara. That's what we'll see that we paskin. Rabbi Reb Shimon Omer Makiras Agaver. No, until the rooster, till the rooster crows. There's different times that the rooster crows. Other Gemaras say one of the times. Omer Abaye Lo Shon El Shlo Gamar Sudaso. That's only if you haven't. If you're still eating, you're eating an early meal. You're eating through the night. That's when these zmanim start. These manim are in effect. But if you finish your meal even 2 hours before, right when you have kavana not to eat anymore, then you cannot eat anymore. Esve abaya, gomer va'aman hariza ochel. Aye, doesn't the brisa say, even if you finish, you can still eat? Hazab gishalo silek. That's if you still have the food in front of you. They didn't remove the food yet. Ikat amri, a different version of the times. Amar rava, lo shana ela gishalo yashan. Only if you didn't sleep. But if you went to sleep, assuming you're going to wake up for the fast, you're not allowed to eat, even if you would wake up earlier. But doesn't it say, even after you slept, that's only if you really didn't sleep, you dozed. You took a little bit of a dozing. What does that mean? What does that mean? Nim, turning over, nim nevelo nim. It means you slept, you're awake, but not really awake. Tier below tier, you're sleeping, but you're not sleeping. To correlate on evil yada adure svara. People, if somebody can talk to me, I can't really answer them, right? Sometimes this happens if somebody's up all night I'm awake, but I'm not awake. Somebody could talk to me, and I'm not going to remember what. I'm not going to be able to answer. V'chimitzkri limitkar. But if they feed me the answer, I could do it. Basically, a dozing somewhere in between sleeping and being awake, that is what is meant by, if you had that, then you could still eat afterwards. But if you had a real Shenas Keva, then you cannot sleep. And this is what we pass in. If you look in Shulchan Aruch, Tavkuf Samach Dalet, Shulchan Aruch says, right, what happens in Halacha L'Maisa? Halacha L'Maisa, before Shavuos B'Tammuz, before one of the fast days, I go to sleep, and I'm not planning to wake up early to eat something beforehand. If I have kavana to wake up before and I make a tznai, then fine. I make it fine. But if not, but I happen to wake up early, am I allowed to eat? That's not so pashut. Not so pashut that one is allowed to eat then. Says the Shulchan Aruch. In Tavkuf Samach Dalet, Kol Tainus, She'ochlim Bo Balayla. Any fast that I eat during the night, Bein Tzibur Bein Yachid, Hariza Ochel V'Sho Se'achiyala Mona Shachar. I can eat until dawn. V'hu Shelo Yashan. Sheinas Keva, as long as I didn't sleep. Avalim Yashan, Sheinas Keva, says the Shulchan Aruch, Eino Chozer V'Ochel V'Lo Shose, Elim Kain Hisna Lecho Lishtos. If I made a Tanai, that I'm going to sleep and I'm planning to wake up early, I set my alarm, then fine. Or if I wake up early. But if I didn't have it in mind, it's not so pasha that one could eat. The Ramah says you're allowed to drink. The Yesh Omrim de Bishtiya Ein Sarach Tnai. The Mistama Daito Ashal Adam Lishtiya Achar Hashena. Fahavi Ki'ilu Hisna. So the Ramah says that for drinking, You don't have to. The Mishnah Berurah quotes Achrodim, Lachadchila, you should be Machmir and make a Tanai even for drinking Lachadchila, because maybe not everybody has in mind to drink in the morning. Good. Weiter. Third line. Amar Kahana Marav. Yachid Shekiba Lav Tainis. Aser Binilas Asandal. Rav says, a Yachid, personal Tainis. He's not allowed to wear leather shoes. Binilas Asandal. Chayshina Shematainis Iber Kiba Lav. Why? When he accepted his tainus, we're not sure, did he accept a tainus yachid, which is only eating, or a tainus seber, which has the other inuyim too? So if he didn't specify, he's not allowed to wear shoes. Just maybe he was bekabel to tainus seber. Hey chilevit, so what should he do lechadchila to make sure he doesn't run into this problem? Amar Rabba Barav Sheila lema hachi lamacher e yelafanecha betainus yachid. He should say explicitly that I'm a kabel a tainus yachid, not a tainus seber. Amru le Rabbanan l'Rav Sheshes, hakachazinan Rabbanan demisai mi misanayu vas lebeitanisa. The Rabbanan said to Rav Sheshes, did you see those rabbis that wore shoes on the fast day? Vas lebeitanisa, probably one of the later fast days in the cycle of the fast days. Ikbid. So Rav Sheshes got upset. V'amalu, when he says to them sarcastically, what, they eat also? They eat also? They obviously, the Rabbanan obviously felt though this wasn't a din. As we'll see soon what the svara is. Abaye v'Rava ma'ili ki misaimi apanta. Abaye v'Rava did not hold of the entire Isser of Nilas Asando, but they wore some type of the upper part of the shoe. Tosfos says, Mimel she'en lo shulayim. Right? They wore something unusual on this fast day. Mereimer marzutra, michlefi diamina l'smala, u'dismala liamina. They switched their right and their left shoes to be somewhat uncomfortable. But they still wore shoes. I don't think it was like our shoes, where it was momish, impossible to wear, you're right in your left and your right. But it was a little more uncomfortable. They did that. Rabbanan de Rav Ashi, nafki kirchayu. And they didn't do anything. They just wore their regular shoes. What are the svaris for all of these opinions that were makel? Savri kiha, de Amar Shmuel, they held like Shmuel, who we had a couple of days ago. Ein tainas sibur babavel el atishaba bilvad. The only full-fledged tainas sibur in Bavel, meaning, with all the inuyim, not just with eating and drinking, but with rechitza and the others, is Tisha B'Av. That's the only one in Bavel. But the other ones are not held in Bavel. Why not? Why not? So if you look in Rabbeinu David, this Gemara appears in Psachim also. You see on the side, Psachim Nundalin? Look at Rabbeinu David. In Psachim, he quotes, he summarizes the three opinions. Rashi, not Rashi here. Right, we don't have this Rashi here. Rashi in Psachim says, why? Because in Bavel, they don't need the rain as much. They don't need the rain as much. If you don't need the rain as much, so then it's not as serious of a fast day. And therefore, they were never makabel with all chumrah. Pirish Rashi, shayu tev'ani. V'lo hayu tzrichin kol kach l'ksham'im, shayu tzrichin l'tz'anos, b'chomer t'anis acheres. Says the Rabbeinu David, v'ein zeh nachon, I don't like that pshat. Because the fast days aren't only for rain, they're for other tragedies and sakanis. Shayu tzrichin l'tz'anos, al kol tzoros acheres, ha'mik tzorak shazabol la'tzibur. Problem with that one. Number two, the Ravid. The Ravid quoted, he says, "Ain't tainus seber b'Bavel, maybe they're not so healthy in Bavel. They can't fast as much as other places. Shloyu kolkach b'riin lisbol chomer atainus. The aretz kara. Okay, that's also dochek. What, Bavel, they're not as healthy as other places? So Rovi showed him how like the Ramban. The Ramban quoted here, Rabbeinu David as well. Rabbeinu David says, no, it's a fundamental reason. Ain't tainus seber b'Bavel b'chol chutz la'aretz. Not just Bavel, in all chutz la'aretz. What do you mean? It's similar to Ein don in dine knasos bebavel shehu bekol chutz laaretz. Why the hatam shei efsher lasos tainus tzibur bebavel mipnei shein lanu nasi sheyigzar tainus ala tzibur below shei kablu alem kol yachid v'yachid. You need a nasi. You need someone who is official. There is a din of Eretz Yisrael. Because your tainus on a tzibur. The din of a tzibur is only the tzibur in Eretz Yisrael. Right? It comes up in other areas of halacha as well. Par helm davar shel tzibur. And smicha and others. So here too, ukshem makablin osokal. When everybody fasts in chutz la'aretz, it's many, many personal kabbalas, but it doesn't have the status of a tainus seber. That's only in Eretz Yisrael because of the leadership that we have in Eretz Yisrael. Very important shita of the Ramban. But Rabbeinu David there quotes all three. Vaiter Amar Rav Yehuda Marav Lo ve Adam ta'aniso uporeya. If a person is makabel tainus and then he can't fast for whatever reason, he could eat that day and make it up another day. He could pay it back another day. When Shmuel heard this statement of Rav, Amar Le, we have two versions. The first version is, V'chi neder kabla le. to lo sagi lo mishlim. What did he accept a neder? What when somebody's makabel tainus, is it something that he has to fulfill? Let's see, Renafshika Ola, he just accepted to put himself in pain a little bit for whatever element of tshuva he did it. Imatzi misar nafshi. If he could do it, fine. Ilo matzi lo misar nafshi. You don't have to make it up. So the first reaction of Shmuel was, what are you taking it so seriously for? You don't have to make it up. Ika da Amri, different version. Amr Rav Yehuda Marav, lo dva adam ta'aniso uporeya. Rav says that statement. Harita kama de Shmuel, Amr li pshita. Not that he doesn't have to do it, but that's obvious. Lo yehei el neder. It should be like a neder. Neder mi lo matzi boi l'shlume umeza l'machor liom achrina. But by a neder, can you make it up? So do here, you can make it up. So two different versions of what Shmuel's reaction was. What exactly is the case here? So if you look at the Rambam says the only time you're allowed to make it up is if you weren't specific at the beginning of your Kabbalah. The Rambam's lashon is nadar. Where's the lashon here? Hanoder latsum atzara yamim be'ez. This is nadarim dalat hazayin. Somebody makes an edit to fast for 10 days be'ez yom sheyirtze v'hayim isane biyom echad mehen. And he fasts on one day of them. V'hutzrach l'dvar mitzvah. He has to, he's a dvar mitzvah, but it's covered Adam Gadol. He can't continue it. Harei ze ochel u'porea yom acher. Shehari lo kava hayamim b'tchilas haneder. He didn't specify. But if he specifies, he's got to finish. Nodar shiyotzem yom echad o'shtayim v'hishizkol atzum shachach. If you forgot, you got to make it up. But you're not allowed to l'chadchila change the day if you specified a specific day. That's the Rambam. If you look at the Ritva here, the Ritva and the Ran, they say no. The Kavod na machalek. It's like stucco, they say. If you designate, if you want to give a certain dollar for stucco, and then you change your mind, you give a different dollar. Okay, give a different dollar. So do we here. You want to give one day? So give a different day, even if you specified which day it was at the beginning. Important machlokas. Viter, finishing up. Rav Yehoshua, Breder Rav Edi, Iklo, Bei Rav Asi. They visited the Yeshiva Rav Asi, Avdulei Igla Tilta. They made for him an Igla Tilta, which... different, we showed him, give different pshatim. Does that mean the third offspring to its mother? Does it mean that it's cooked a third? Either way, it's some succulent, delicious dish. Amrule, litta marmidi, you want some? Amrule, betanisa, yasim nasari, I'm fasting. Amrule, velosif mar, velifra, what do you mean so? So just eat it, you'll pay back another day. Lo savar mar, lahada amar, av yudam arav, don't you hold of rav, lo ve adam ta'aniso uporeya? Don't you hold of that? So Amalahu, Tainus Chalom. This is a Tainus Chalom. This is not just a Tainus out of tshuva. It's a Tainus for a bad dream, and that's got to be done today. V'yamar Rav Bar Machsia, Amar Rav Chama Bar Gurya, Amar Rav Yafa Tainus LaChalom Keishlan Ores. Fasting for a bad dream is great. It's like the fire burning up a material straw. It gets rid of it right away. V'yamar Rav Chizda Ubo Bayom. But it's got to be that day. That's why I can't make it up. I got to fast today. V'yamar Rav Yosef, Afilu b'Shabbos, even if it's Shabbos, we paskin, you fast on Shabbos. Why? Says the Ritva here. And it's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, in Reish Peches, because it's Onik Shabbos for you to fast, to get rid of the Gzeirah. If you wouldn't be able to fast, you'd be violating Onik Shabbos. So you fast Onik Shabbos. Mai takante, leisiv tanis latanesa. So what should he do if he's got to fast on Shabbos? He's got to fast again for fasting on Shabbos. Because that's he shouldn't have done. He has to do it, but he shouldn't have done it. There's a fascinating Har of the Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer says, discussing what we mentioned earlier, that Asar B'Teves, even if it would fall out on Shabbos, you'd fast. Why is that? Says the Chassam Sofer, there's one other fast day that we'd fast on Shabbos. That's Tainus Chalom. Why is Tainus Chalom different? Because Tainus Chalom is about the future. It's not about the past. You're not allowed to fast about the past on Shabbos. All the fast days, Tisha B'Av, the other ones. But Yom Kippur, it's about the future. That's why you're allowed to fast. Tainus Chalom is in the future. You don't want this to come true. Asar B'Teves says the Chassam Sofer is about the future. Because every year, Asar B'Teves, Hashem decides whether there's going to be a Tisha B'Av that year. 6 months earlier. And that's why Asar B'Teves, theoretically, if it would have fallen on Shabbos, you would fast that day. And that is why it is so serious, because it is like a Tainus Chalom. Good. Let's just read the Mishnah, and then Hashem, we will continue. Avru Eila V'lo Nenu, if the earlier first set passes and they're not answered, Bezin goes and Gimel Taneis Achiras Ala Tzibur, Bezin is Gozer, other ones, Ochle V'shosi V'bo Yom, these are still Mekel, you can eat going into the day, you don't have to eat fast the night, though, at night, V'asur B'malacha, B'rachitza, B'sicha, B'ilas, Asandu, B'tash, B'shamita. And there are Asur B'malacha and all of these other Inuyim. So the bathhouses are closed because those are enjoyable. Of those also, it has not rained yet. Shen 13 altogether. The Tosfos Yotif says, Keneged the Yud Gimel Midas Harachamim. Hare Elu Yeseros Al Rishonos. And these are more serious. Shebeilu Masriyan. They blow shofar. V'noal Nesachanuyos. They close the stores. B'sheni Matanim Chashecha. On Mondays, you open it at the end of the day for everybody to get a little food. U'bachamishi Yud Vitor Vede Kavet Shabbos. On Thursdays, they can be open for Kavet Shabbos. And Avru Elu V'lo Nanu. Then that's really serious. Mematim B'maso U'mata. On business, you make less of. B'binyin, B'netia, B'erisin, B'nisuin. All of these you don't do. You don't say hello to each other in the normal way. Like people who were thrown out from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then individuals, Yechidim, fast until Nisan passes. If it only rains later, that is a Simen Klala. Okay, we'll stop here. Shem, I think the next one we're going to put up from the last cycle. But then back to this new ones.